In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
Stand up! I'm me, I'm the goddamn reason you in VIP. CEO, you don't have the CID. I'm young, wild, and strapped like G.I. Lee. Blah! We ain't got nothing to worry about. We're bass, let security carry them out. Watch out for the medallion, my diamonds are reckless. Feels like a midget is hanging from my necklace. I pulled up with a million trucks, looking, smelling, feeling like a million bucks. Past the bottles, the heat is on. We in the huddle, all smoking that Cheech and Chong. What's wrong? The club and the moon is full. And I'm looking for a thick young lady to pull. One sure shot way to get him out of the pants. Take note to the brand. Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. Go on with your big ass, let me see something. Tell your little friend he can quit mean money. I'm lit and I don't care what no one thinks. But where the fuck is the waitress at with my drink? My people outside and they can't get in. We gon' rush the back door and break them in. The owner already pissed cause we sorta late. But our time and our clothes got a coordinate. Most girls looking right, some looking a mess. That's why they spilling drinks all over your dress. But Louis Vuitton bras all over your breast. Got me wanting to put hickeys all over your chest. Come on, we gon' party tonight. Y'all use mouth to mouth, bring the party to life. Don't be scared, show another part of your life. The more drinks in your system, the harder to fight. When I move, you move. When I move, you move. When I move, you move. Hell yeah, hey DJ, bring that back. Just like that. Just like that. Just like that.
Ooh, folks, welcome to an all-new So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. This is Ryan. How the heck is everybody doing? Did that mashup get you pumped up? I always say Ludacris and Jay-Z. Ludacris is one of the best rappers to do a mashup to. For some reason, his voice, you can put it into any rock song and it completely works, in my humble opinion. Listen, how the heck are you? Was it a gentle reentry of the week? How was your Monday? I'm here in Gilbert, Arizona with my folks. And by the way, got so much feedback on Mom and Dad being on the show on Monday after Sophie. And it looks like I'm going to have to fire my mom. Not a lot of good feedback. No, everybody loved hearing my parents. And it cracks me up because I'm like, you know, I've lived, they're the people that had me allegedly. And I've been with him my whole life, and I got to tell you, I've never found him funny once. And so it's really funny to hear people's opinions of my folks. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I got to look at them that way too, like the audience looks at him. I'm kidding, of course. But just to make my mom feel worse, I made her watch Summer House this evening, and I made my dad watch as well. I don't know if I can talk him into coming on for like 5 minutes, but I have to tell you, tonight's Summer House, I'll be doing a full recap on the Patreon. You know, on the Patreon, I've been doing full recaps of every episode of Summer House, and I did a 2-hour Q&A episode today where a lot of people asked questions about Scandaball, about myself, I couldn't believe it went 2 hours, but I mean, it started off a little sad, then it got funny, then it got sad again, then it got funny, but it was actually really, really cathartic for me. So if that's your thing, go to patreon.com/sobadit'sgood. Okay, but I didn't make my parents watch it. My mom actually mentioned, isn't Summer House on tonight? My mom, it's so cute. She really does try to pay attention to everything. So, you know, she knows some of this stuff. She'll be like, that's Carl right there. Cause they don't watch it on a regular basis. But my mom also, she's one of those moms. I don't know if your mom does. She has like a secret Instagram account. I don't even think she really knows how to use it, but she's like, she spies on all you guys. It's not just me. She spies on all you guys. And especially if you have a Bravo account, she's like, oh, and she's like, she reads all those comments and stuff. So if you guys are talking shit about me, expect a very strongly worded DM from my mom. I don't even think my mom knows what a DM is. Like, that's what's so funny. Like, but she is up to date on everything. She's the same way with Facebook. It's even worse on Facebook because not even a lot of my friends are even on it anymore. But she, back in the day when all my friends were on it, she'd be like, oh, it looks like your friend Nick had an amazing meal last night at the Hollywood Bowl. And I'm like, yeah, I guess. Did he? You know? And she'd be like, yeah, why weren't you invited? It's like, I don't know, mom. I guess I'll ask him about his Facebook post. I always call her a Facebook detective. She was like just one of those people of like, to the internet. And she would, you know, solve everyone's mysteries. Social media, I feel like there should be a cutoff age. You know, no offense to anybody, you know, that cutoff age should, of course, be like 80, you know. But I feel like you do need to take a test like you would a driver's license at a certain point. I think a lot of us would fail, myself included. So she's watching Summer House with my dad. And I will say, like, my dad's watched it one time before, or one or two times before. He watched, way back in the day, he watched the sandwich episode. Like, how many sandwiches have you made for me? And my mom really kind of had, like, a crush on Stravi, Lindsay's ex. You know, she doesn't have great vision. And my dad kind of had, like, a little bit of a hots for Lindsay, he said, at the time. And then, so we're watching tonight's episode, and I'll get way more into it. I'll probably mention this a bunch this week because Danielle, my God, what a flame out. It was scary. It, like, my parents literally don't really know who Danielle is. And they were like, what's her story? Is she in love with Carl? Is she in love with Lindsay? Who's she in love with? Why is she acting like this? Like, they had no, and it's really interesting when you get somebody to watch it that has never watched it before. Because they don't have the same hangups you do. Cause I'm like, oh, I like, you know, I like Danielle. I feel, you know, there's parts of me that feel bad for Danielle, but they don't have that kind of, you know, they don't have those kind of hangups. So they're like, who the hell is that crazy person saying all of that stuff? Why is she acting like this? This is their engagement, Carl and Lindsay's, and she's making it all about herself. And they thought Robert, her boyfriend, was equally ridiculous at the very end talking to Carl that way. Like, listen, Robert made sense, but I think Robert didn't have a lot of information. Like, he's broken up with her now, but when he goes back to watch those episodes of like, oh shit, oh, that's how she was acting? Like, it really, I felt so bad for Danielle, not because of the situation, but because that was actually on film. Like, that's going to live for the rest of eternity in Bravo universe. I like, you know, it's one of those weird things. Like, listen, and also, how is she complaining about being in dungarees? She calls it dungarees. And how does Paige not know what dungarees is for somebody that's into fashion? And then she's like, you didn't let me know, and now I'm in dungarees? And then she had plenty of time to change, and she just put a jacket on over her dungarees. Like, go change out of your dungarees. Why am I saying dungarees this much? We shouldn't be saying dungarees this much. Anywho, Danielle, it was just, I need to sleep on this because I had a very strong reaction. And my parents just to watch their reaction, they were, and you guys, my mom was very upset because she said every other word out of this Danielle's mouth is the F word. And at the end, my dad he goes, I didn't like that one. I didn't like this that much. I go, no. And he goes, no fucking way. Because the whole thing, we just counted all the F words. And then you're like hyper aware. Like, listen, I'm a 16-year-old man and I'm hanging out, you know, I'm hyper aware that I'm watching potty language around my family. And then at one point they brought up finger banging. Sorry, you guys, if the families are all listening together, I know this is a family show, but Summer House brings up finger banging. And then I'm like, oh, you know, then I'm like, you know, it's just finger banging are like the two words you never want to hear around your family, you know, that, and like, you know, I've been arrested. That's three words. But it was just, I thought this was gonna, I thought I was gonna really win them over, and it just did not at all. What did you guys think about it? We'll be talking about that more throughout the week. Also, I got a lot of positive feedback about Summer House Martha's Vineyard that premiered on Sunday night. Now, that is a show that I am so excited to see next week's episode, the week after that. I think they've got something magical here, potentially. I don't want to jinx it. But remember, on Wednesday, I have three of the cast members joining So Bad It's Good. So if you want to familiarize yourself, they were great to talk to. And it was just great. And I really highly recommend that show. Atlanta came back as well. I watched Below Deck Sailing Yacht, and I gotta tell you, one of the most it's ridiculous, but I get so weirdly excited when the captain Glenn, who was on the show last week, when he goes, "Guys, we have provisions on the dock," and I get really excited. I'm like, "Yeah, let's bring in that food and drink, let's do it." I get weirdly excited. I'm like, "Yay, food's here, what did we get?" So watch all of that. Tomorrow I'm on Dumois' podcast, so I'm going to be recording that in the morning. So I gotta let you guys go here soon. But I'm going to leave you in trusty hands because I am interviewing today, second time on the podcast, Chef Stuart O'Keefe. You know Chef Stu. He is awesome. You know, amazing celebrity chef, amazing chef. You know him probably from all the cookbook he did with Amy Phillips. You saw him at BravoCon. He's been on Jeff Lewis's show a bunch. I love this dude. He is just the nicest guy, has such good energy. And I think this guy is like a TV show waiting to happen. It's one of those people, he's like one to watch, where I always like, I'm just like so curious what he's going to wind up doing, because I think he's just seems like a really, really good guy, and he's always game for anything. We talked a bunch about Vanderpump Rules. We talked about Jersey. We talked about Housewives. We talked about his cooking. We talked about his seasoning, his rubs. That's literally what they are, which you should go buy. Today, it's a fabulous gift. It's a fabulous Mother's Day gift, which, by the way, you guys, this is your reminder. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do not forget. I'm reminding myself as well. Very important day. He's just all around great. And if for some reason you've been living under a rock and you have not heard him yet, I think you are going to fall in love with him. I'll put all of his information on the show notes, and I'll also be posting on Instagram later in the day with all of his information as well. But let's just get to it. Let's just jump right in, because this was just such a fun conversation I had on Sunday morning. And I can't say enough good things. And then remember, Wednesday we'll do the Summer House Martha's Vineyard, and I'll be doing a bunch of pop culture stories, including the story that rocked the nation this morning when we found out that Croy and Kim Zolciak-Bierman she's filed for divorce after 13 years with this dude. So I'm going to wait a day to talk about this, but yeah, Camelot has fallen. It is like, if these guys can't make love work, what chance do any of us have? So I'm going to hopefully find out more information, because there's a lot of rumor swirling, and hopefully I can find out a little bit more for you and talk to you about this on Wednesday. Also, I do want to talk a little bit more about Tom Sandoval and The Most Extras, because I saw a lot of video from tonight, his New York show. And it's almost like you're watching David Copperfield if he didn't know how to do any magic tricks. If it was just, it's like a weird blend. It's like a fart being squeezed through a really tight crevice. No, it's weird. It's like this guy has no self-awareness. And I used to think that was one of his greatest strengths. And then after this happened, it's just, you watch it from a different, completely different vantage point. It is wild. Like it's almost bordering on performance art. And it's crazy. All the videos that I see, all the videos you hear like laughter in the background, and that kills me. Like, I would never want that to. Anyways, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'll talk more about that on Wednesday, and I'll let you know when the Dumois podcast is out. It will be later this week, and I'm really excited to do that. But yeah, thank you guys. Thank you for all of the kind messages. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry if I'm very bad at getting back to people. It is not personal, so please don't take it that way ever. And that's it, you guys. Without further ado, Chef Stuart O'Keefe. But we are here early on a Sunday morning because I have one of the best guests out there in these Bravo streets. But he is so much more than just his knowledge of Bravo, because he has an actual skill. He has a talent. He is a chef. You know him as Chef Stu. His full name is Chef Stuart O'Keefe. He does know everything about Bravo, but like really, truly an insanely amazing chef. I do want to promote something up top because we are very close to Mother's Day. And I think kind of a perfect Mother's Day gift is his rubs. And I know that sounds kind of dirty, but he has a lovely seasoning rub. You can get it in Greek. You can get it in barbecue. You can't get it in an original right now because that is sold out because these things are so popular. We're going to talk about Scandival. We're going to talk about these rubs. We're going to talk about it all. Chef Stu, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back. It's been a long time.
I think it's like 6 months, but I don't know. Time just is meaningless still. Ever since the pandemic, I don't know what month is what still.
It was after BravoCon. That's what I remember.
Yes, it was after BravoCon. Well, because we were just talking before this, and you had just gotten texted a blind item. And yes. First off, do you like blind items?
No, they can be terrifying. Because I've had them from Dumois, like with Jeff and stuff like that at a bar. And like, we were like rowdy against a bar.
Oh yeah.
And it was complete lies. I was like, we were all there. Like we weren't drunk. Like I know what the fuck. Like, so I was just like, okay, false. So that's the only one I've ever had. I'm sure Jeff has had a ton of them, but like, yeah, it's weird.
It's not fun.
You're like, wait,
But at the same time, they're kind of exciting for the reader to read because they're like, ooh, who could this possibly be? Because you were just reading one to me and I had heard this week. Will you read the one you just got?
Yeah. So blind item number 11. Whenever the bar star had her back turned this weekend at a festival, her significant other was chatting up women and using the fame of his significant other to meet them.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, first off, that basically means somebody was like talking to other people that wasn't his wife or whatever. And I think this blind, I think, because I had heard this earlier this week, is Sheena and Brock from Vanderpump. Yeah,
there's a photograph of the two of them. Can he not talk to anybody? Like what? Like,
yeah, well, that's the ridiculous thing. Like people can literally see somebody talking and go, that's cheating now because of Scandival.
Yeah,
because of Scandival, now everybody is a cheater now.
Unbelievable. But wasn't there like a thing about like someone said like about like him and Raquel or something stupid a few while ago? And, you know, I'm very new to Vanderpump. I only started watching this season, so I'm super, super new. So I do not know history of that show.
Okay, well, I can fill you in on any history, but this is great, though. Since you are a new viewer, what is your... I mean, I hate to really throw you in the deep water immediately, but what is your take on this? Because you have not watched the previous 9 seasons, so you're seeing this fresh. Is it completely ridiculous to you, or are you enthralled as well?
I mean, it's the best TV you're ever going to get. first of all, right? It's just, it's so fucking unbelievable. And like watching it each week, I watch it with my friend Ronnie, and she's like a super fan. So she fills me in on a lot when we're watching it. And I'm such an asshole. I always like make fun. I'm like, you know, I said, I kind of feel sorry for Tom and Raquel. Like, I mean, like, they didn't mean it. And she just fucking goes off on me. And I'm just totally bullshitting her. But like, it's so funny. Yeah. It's like, I just get it such a rise out of her so easily. But look, it's great TV. Last week's was just, Ariana and Raquel, just like heart to heart moments. And just like, you're the best friend. She's so sweet and kind. I'm like, oh my God, it's just cringe to watch knowing what they're doing.
Well, that's the thing is that if we didn't I know this is the obvious statement that a lot of people make, but if we didn't know this, if we didn't know they were actually in a relationship now, this would actually seem kind of sweet. But now it seems completely evil, manipulative. Have you ever been in a relationship growing up or anything like that, that was this evil or that you found? Because I think that was another thing. A lot of people do know somebody that's been cheated on or have been cheated on. And that's why it's so personal for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, I can't personally experience anything like that. Nothing like this, like where someone's having an affair for 5-6 months. I've been with them. I didn't know. Like nothing like that's happened to me, or I've not done anything like that. And I just think it takes a different type of person. Like you just must have no fucking empathy, or just like you just don't give a fuck. You know,
what is it?
I don't get it. It's just
because she seems relatively sweet and dim-witted, but you can't be dim-witted and do what you're doing. So there has to be thought involved. And I keep trying to piece it together. And luckily, Raquel Rachel is the only one that is kind of staying quiet. And I think that's helping her case because Sandoval's out on the road now with his band again.
Yeah. And like, look, I mean, she said it like when they're all doing they're going glamping and stuff like that. And she was saying like, oh, you know, I've met all of you friends, like, you know, through my relationship with James and like, you know, I love you all or whatever she said. And it's like, okay, so like, is that a piece of the puzzle? Like she kind of goes after like the story.
Yeah.
To keep her on the show.
Was she like a social climber in terms of
reality? Yeah, like just in reality, just to kind of stay on the show. Because, I mean, I don't know. You tell me the history. Like when she started dating James, is that when she kind of came in on the show kind of full time?
She did, but at the same time, she was so meek. And like, even you can hear in her voice, it's gotten better, but her voice is like, so shaky. Like it's so quivery all the time.
Yeah.
So it's like, that leads me to believe there's somebody very nervous and not confident. So is she potentially doing that? Like trying to get confidence from these men on the show that are building her up potentially.
Yeah. See, then it'll go back to the like, oh, I kind of feel sorry for her.
No, don't do that.
Ronnie's going to call me. She's like, what the fuck?
No, Ronnie's right. Ronnie's completely right.
No, she is right.
You have had the, I don't know if it's the privilege or the honor or whatever, but you've hung around a lot of Bravo celebrities for the, you know, ever since you've come on the scene. I mean, through Amy Phillip, through Jeff, through your own work. Do you think there's a commonality with all of these reality stars of why does drama find them? Or do they go searching it out because now their brains are so messed up with reality television that they go for the drama?
I think like, look, I mean, I've done a few, one or two reality shows, but like it wasn't like this kind of drama or anything like that. It was more focused on the cooking. But like you have to kind of see it in there. I would imagine if it was me and I was on how many seasons? Is it 10 seasons now of Vanderpump?
Yeah.
That's their paycheck. Like that's their living. That's their money. Like where do they go? To go back serving tables after this? Like fuck no, they're not going to do that.
Yeah. They literally go back to serving at Sir.
And like a lot of them have mortgages. They live in fancier apartments now and they're not all living together. They're not roommates. They're not like whatever. So it's like, we got to keep the ball rolling. We got to keep those checks coming in. You know,
and but do you think that's an excuse potentially for Sandoval of like, listen, dude, I had to do this to make the show good again.
I think with him, no. And like, and then him using the excuse, well, I tried to break up with her like, you know, four or five times or whatever. And it's just like, oof, you can't use that. Like break up and then do your whatever you want to do. Like, I think it's so funny, like watching Ariana, like, I feel like she just has complete trust in him. She's like, oh, he's still at the party. Like, she wasn't, like, super mad about, like, him not getting a ride home from Newport. Like, she was just kind of like, hey, like, what happened? Like, just tell me. Like, I'm not going to be mad, but like, I'm not impressed either. But it's just very, like, he got caught out in a lie. Big one. And, like, her grandmother just died. And it's like, he should have fucking gotten, like, a bus home. I don't give a shit. Like, whatever.
I love that as a man, he used the defense of he was taking a shit. And that's why he could. And
that's, by the way, that's why he missed the ride.
He was like, she'll believe this. It's just a vulnerable moment for me to take a shit. So I'll use that as an excuse. She won't question it. And in a sense, she didn't. But then he got busted out of, like, you said you were taking a shit. And that's why you missed the ride. And he was, like, just befuddled because he knew he couldn't come back from that at that moment when Lala was questioning.
And he just was defeated. Like, you saw his face. He was just like, oh, fuck, you know, the gig is up or whatever. Jig is up. Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, I mean, in terms of relationships, though, you just made the point of Ariana just having complete trust and faith in him. But Sue, isn't that what we're supposed to have with our partners? Isn't that the goal, is to have complete trust and faith in the people we choose to be with?
But of course. But then it's like, you know, and then like, you know, they talked about it at the glamping about like her staying over. And she was like, oh, okay, like when we have an extra bedroom, like, ooh, like whatever. Like it was just very kind of like blasé.
Yeah.
And then like Amy Phillips said on her Patreon the other day, she was like, in my opinion, like this is my opinion, I think they had a threesome. She's like, and I'm sticking to it.
So that's, I mean, by the way, Amy, we love Amy over here. Remember, she has a new podcast as well and a Patreon because, you know, unfortunately, reality checked stopped. And I love her so much. And you guys have an amazing cookbook together. But I will say from talking with Ariana and the people that they have never had a threesome, and it almost puts her, though, in this light of, we start to make up these things then of like trying to logisticize it in our own head. So we're like, okay, it might be less horrifying if they've already had a threesome, but I will tell you, they truly do have people stay there all the time. Like I was there once at like till 3 a.m. It was like, oh, crash here. And I was like, oh no, I don't. And then I ended up sleeping with Tom that night. So he's just magnetic. No, I don't know. It's like one of those things that I think the Bravo audience now is almost bordering on QAnon territory, where we're making up things to try to like try to fit everything into a nice box.
Well, because it's just like this whole situation is just so fucking unbelievable. And it's just like, well, if that crazy thing happened, anything can happen. Like at this point, you know, the bar is so high right now.
Yeah. Well, that's what we say with how we started this with Brock. Like now all the other men in Vanderpump Rules are suspect. Like you can't trust any of the men in Vanderpump Rules because of Tom Sandoval now. So there's a big, bright, like magnifying glass on all of these men. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is interesting when a lot of these guys are getting into their 40s and they're still having this behavior of this darkness that makes for good reality television, but not for like potentially good partners.
Yeah. I know. And like, look, I've hung out with Brock. I really like him. I ran into him street after BravoCon and so forth. He was talking about the sandwich bar and stuff with the girls. And like he's just so sweet. And like, you can see how loving he is around Sheena and around the kid. And it's just like, I could just never, ever see him do that. I just couldn't. Like, he just has like, I feel like the trust there. Like, you see it on screen.
Well, I even talked to him recently and he was like, just of like, listen, I don't want to get attention from this. I want Sheena to do her thing. I want, you know, I want to put all the spotlight on Sheena. And he was like really holding to this, which I thought was admirable, because that's the other thing of how do you view then as somebody that's kind of in it, but also somebody that watches from outside a little bit. All of these people, their friends are making money off of this now. Mm-hmm. This is the best thing. Scandoval is the best thing that could happen to this entire cast, even though it's horrifying for Ariana.
Yeah, and even Kristen got hired again, and she was started shooting, and then they picked up the cameras again, and so they're going to continue to get paychecks.
And everybody's selling T-shirts. I mean, it's like, it's perfect.
Everyone's making money, but us.
Jeff, let's come up with a T-shirt right now, you know? We talked a little bit on the first time here about, like, you know, what brought you out here and all of this stuff, but as you get more and more ensconced, like, What do you like about Los Angeles and what do you hate about Los Angeles at this point?
I mean, Los Angeles has been so good for me. Like, America has been so good for me, like, ever since I moved here, like, nearly 20 years ago. And it's just like I just felt like LA, like, if you work hard, get out there, meet people, and if you're willing to work hard, like, you'll get the opportunities and you'll get the chances. And it's like, it's been great for me, and I've taken those opportunities and I've ran with them. And, you know, I really kind of love my life here. Like, I just do. Some people love it. Some people don't. If you just moved here, I'd say you have to give it at least 2 years. Find a group of friends. I think it's once you have your kind of group of friends here, it's, you know, sky's the limit, you know, and just be happy. And like, yeah, it's, but, you know, it is a kind of a town where you do kind of have to, like, I mean, I remember when I first moved here, I was out every single night of the week because I just was trying to meet people to kind of like go on to the next thing, to get a job, to do this, to do that, to get on TV. And like, so it's like, it is a hustle for sure, but I mean, what isn't? Whatever you want, like, it's always a hustle no matter what you're doing. I mean, yeah, like these seasonings that you were talking about at the beginning, like, that's a hustle for me too. It's another side hustle. I want to get into products. So I just started doing it.
Yeah. But you like the hustle and you're good at it. I mean, like, so it's not, I think hustle, there's a derogatory tone to it when it shouldn't be that at all. It means working at something you truly love.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just hustling.
I mean, like, me and Amy, like, when we did BravoCon, like, I'll never forget it. We were like setting up the booth where I'm ordering all these, like, these advertising banners, all this stuff, like doing them up on Canva, all this shit. Like, I'm becoming like a digital, like, graphic person now, doing that, shipping them in my bag. Then we had like 300 books shipped to my publisher. We found a fan that would drive in from Jersey and in like a family van. And that was a whole funny thing with like Vicky Gunderson and Amy. And she's doing like that was a whole joke. And that was really funny. And then like, she helped us and we're loading up like, you know, 35 boxes of books on the side of the street in New York. And, you know, you can't park anywhere in New York. Like, the sweat pouring out of us. We just got off an overnight flight. Like, it's just to get it done. And, you know, Amy always says, like, we're scrappy as fuck. And I'm like, we are. But we got it done and we had an amazing weekend. And you were there and, you know, it was fantastic.
Are you going to go back to BravoCon this year in Vegas?
I hope so.
What do you mean you hope so? Just say yes.
I mean, yeah. I mean, look, do we want to go? 100%. And we reached out to them. They have our details. We want to do another cooking demo. We'll do a booth again. I'll hawk seasonings. We'll do cookbooks, maybe some t-shirts and stuff this time to kind of switch it up a bit. And so in the past, I believe they kind of started booking around July.
Yeah.
But now it's a month later, right? Was it October last year? Now it's November this year?
Correct. But I mean, yeah, it's like a couple weeks difference now.
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully.
Wait, Stu, what month are we in right now?
Oh God, June, May, we're May 7th.
Okay, that's great. Okay, cool. Well, I think you go hand in hand with Bravo now. I mean, so you need to be there. That's
yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm campaigning for like everybody I know to go because this could be, I mean, I truly believe people are going to lose their lives in Vegas. I mean, this is too much alcohol going around, too much access. It's going to be the time of everybody's lives.
And they have like the convention centers there to do it properly. Like they have these massive hotels. They cater to this on a daily basis. So it will, I think Andy said like, it'll be the best BravoCon yet. Like I really believe it will be.
Yeah, no, I mean, I do too. You seem like somebody, like you said, that gets up and tries to find, you know, new ways to actually do what you love to do. Do you have any kind of like mottos or things that you live by? Like, I know that sounds like a silly question potentially, but you seem like one of those people that potentially has a motto or, you know, things that you live by.
I try to, like, I mean, not to get into it, but like I stopped drinking like 20, what are we on, 26 days now, 27? So I said, like, okay, I'm going to do a 30-day reset, right? I'm just going to do a 30-day reset. I'll probably drink on like May 20th or something like that. There's like a day, there's a party and stuff. I'm like, okay, I'll wait till then. And like, I feel great. I'm getting so much done. I'm not procrastinating on stuff. I try and like write a list of like at least four things the night before to do the next day. And even if I get two of them done, so be it. Just as long as like, I think you do something, just a, even if it's a tiny thing, just working towards whatever goal you want to work towards. Like, and I, that's what I did with the seasonings. Like I brought out one, like I had the label done. I worked with the company. Then I was like, okay, this is not too bad. Let's go on to another two. And then I did the other two seasonings. Now I have another three coming out in about 4 or 5 weeks. So like, I'm just going for it. I'm spending the money. I'm like putting it into it. I'm just like going with God.
Because you believe in it. Like you wouldn't do all of this if you didn't believe in it. You know,
the feedback has been incredible. Like the reviews, I've not got one bad review about my seasonings, which is like, it's insane. You know, I think the only complaint is like, shit, I wish there was more. I have to buy more. You're all out. And I'm like,
well, that's what I'm saying. I went on Amazon to look at all the products and you are sold out of the original completely. So you have the Greek and the barbecue left there still. But that's kind of got to be a good feeling to have is when it you is. Sell out I mean, of something like, as panicky like, as that might be.
So I used to sell them out of my apartment there. And there was a point where I had like 3,000 units of like shit. And I had like, I bought like a printer and I was like shipping like 100, 150. And then if I ever went on Jeff's show and we did a promo, like it was like 300 orders. And I'm like, you're packing. So that's why we moved to Amazon. I was like, I can't do this anymore. It's too much. It's a good problem to have. And it's, yeah, I'm just going to keep growing it. It's going, like, I feel like before I start kind of making kind of decent money, it's going to take a full year. Like, it really is. Like, I'm finding my way. Like, as you know, I'm sold out right now. So I'm like, I'm trying to find the happy medium. How many units do I need to order to kind of keep up with it? I think I've gotten it right now with this company. So yeah, I'm excited. Like, it's going well.
You were talking about time management, and I'm listening to this book right now called 4,000 Weeks, Time Management for Mortals. And it really is, you know, what you said is like those writing those little small goals. It's so, you know, the only reason life means anything is because we know it's not infinite, because there's a finite amount. Like, you know, suppose we have 4,000 weeks in a lifetime if you live to be like in your 80s. But that's something that I've been thinking about so much is the where we put our time, where we put our energy. And like you put it in things that you truly love and believe in. Yeah. And that's why I'm so fascinated with even how you go about like what you choose to do and what you choose to put your time into. Because me, I'm putting my time into a lot of Housewives and Scandoval, but I truly love it. Exactly. But you actually have a real skill that I think is so interesting. Would you ever, I asked you this before, but I still – like, where are we at in the reality show for you around your cooking? Would you still consider that or no?
Well, yeah, of course. Like, look, I'm being pitched all the time. I'm kind of like Lisa Rinna. I'll fucking say yes to everything.
Chef Stewart's beauty line is coming out pretty soon. Stew Bew. It's called Stew Bew.
Stew Bew. There we go. I'm going to write it down. I'm writing up shows. I'm pitching all the time. I'm just going to put out into the universe. Amy and I have a meeting coming up soon, like in a week or two with a really, really great production company. And they love the idea of doing a show from the cookbook, kind of like us going into housewives' homes, doing like demos.
It's
and
a
doing
no
cooking.
Brainer.
It's a no brainer. Like, it would be perfect on Peacock or something, like 20 minute episodes, like whatever. You get to see each housewife. She kind of like brings the tea, does all like the questions and so forth. And I'm doing the cooking, having fun with them in the kitchen. Like, kind of like what we did with Caroline Manzo that time when we went out to her house in Jersey.
Yeah.
I'm doing one with Emily Simpson in a few weeks down in her house. And we're going to make like a meatball sub. Because we have to.
She loves She's to bring so sandwiches into saunas.
Yeah, saunas and
you
stuff.
Need to get her husband Shane involved somehow as well.
100%.
He doesn't like to get involved as much. So that's the kind of stuff that I'm like, you know, Bravo is starting to think more and more outside the box, but it's like, this is another thing that would fit so perfectly on Peacock.
We're the people to do it. We wrote the book. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and Amy's a great talent. You know what I mean? And like,
keep
and
it in the
cooking.
Family.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like easy. And I think if you got like a studio, you could just like ship in the housewives. You can just bang out 3 or 4 episodes a day, you know, be cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. Before we get back to Bravo, I do want to talk about the reality television. You know, when I try not to listen to Jeff Lewis's show too much because it makes me jealous of how good he is. And because I'm like, damn, this is like the Howard Stern of Radio Andy. And I really love it. But like, sometimes when I tune in or I see clips, he'll talk about your personal lives together.
Oh yeah.
Does that, I'm trying to say this delicately, where do you stand with that in terms of, you know, him sharing? It's a very personal relationship we all have with our audiences, himself included. So he shares these things. But what's it like being on the receiving end of that sometimes where everybody knows your business?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's good and bad, right? Like, there's something I'm like, no, don't say that. And then people are like, you know, like, oh my God, that was funny what Jeff said about you today. And then I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I'm like, all right, I'm just like overreacting in my head. I'm being sensitive and so forth. And, you know, usually, like, I kind of, like, Vivi's like, I'm going to talk about this today. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, oh, shit. So it's just, like, it's just how he delivers it and so forth. So, I mean, look, 90% of the time, it's super funny. I'm like, go with God. It's your show. I'm not going to restrict him on things. Like, it's just, that's not, like, this is what I signed up for. This is it. What it is, dating him. And, like, and I don't want to be that guy. Like, you can't talk about this. You can't, that's just not going to work, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if there's something major, I'm like, okay, this is in the vault. In the vault, you cannot talk about this. And he's like, okay. And like, you know, and I trust him with that. So
he's like, last night there was a robbery on the vault. Everything is revealed now. The vault is open.
So yeah, we have fun with it. Yeah. Look, it took me a while to kind of get used to it at the beginning. Like, I felt like I was very sensitive with it. But it was just like, okay, he does it to everybody. Like, just calm down, Stuart. Like, it's not personal. Like, don't take it personally and stuff. And I would. So, but now I'm at a point where I'm like, fuck it, say whatever.
and that goes two ways. I mean, if you do your reality show, just let him know that, you know, you'll say stuff too. You said you've been sober now a couple of weeks. Was there, did you get too wasted with Shannon Bedore one night? Like, was there an incident where you were like, hey, you know what?
Nights.
I'm going to chill out on the drinking. I've had those in my past. Was there a moment that started this or you're like, oh, I just want to clean everything?
So this is so crazy. And like, I mean, like, people that listen to Jeff, like, they'll know kind of like, so Jeff sees like sometimes like the psychic, we call her Scary Sherry. And so, and you know, when we started dating and stuff, he's like, you should go see her like for career advice and just like do the cards and like just see like what's coming up and so forth. And sometimes like when I feel like, you know, psychics, like, she's pretty good. Like, she's been spot on about a few things and stuff. And so, but what it can do is it can motivate you to start where she's like, I think this is going to happen. Like, I see this, I see this. And I'm like, oh, wow, I'm going to put my focus on that and then kind of go down that road. So it's more kind of like a guide I kind of use it as. And she was saying like, you know, she always kept saying like the drink. And I was like, but like, I'm not an alcoholic. Like, I'm just like having a few drinks. But like, I get what she means because you know, when you have a few drinks, like we're older now, and like if I have like a night out, have five or six like vodkas or whatever, right? Like I'm hungover for like 2 days. Like the next day is like a write off, and then like you're still kind of like, you're still kind of trying to get it together on the second day, and you're like, you're still procrastinating a bit. So I felt like the procrastination was like getting me with the alcohol, right? And a bit of anxiety and stuff. And she was like, 30 days. I promise you, your life changed in 30 days. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll commit to you. I will get urine tests. I will send you photographs. Like, I promise you. No, I totally, like, because I know me. Like, I go out once, I'll go if I'm with Jeff or with the chumps or something like that. I'm like, I should fuck it. I'll just have one drink. Like, that's me. Like, I'll just have, like, you know, I'll do that. I'll fall into the trap straight away. I was like, no, I'm going to commit. I'd only ever done 2 weeks in my entire life, you know, since I started drinking. And honestly, like, you get bursts of happiness. You have more energy. I'm getting shit done. Like, any, like, and that was the thing going back. Like, I feel like if you're kind of scared about getting something done, like, that's the one thing you need to get done.
Yeah,
and when you get that done, you feel so accomplished. Like, for example, one thing for me is taxes. I hate it. I get so scared. I'm like, you know, I don't know how much money I'm going to have to pay, like all this shit. I reach out to my accountant. I'm like, postpone it till September. I can't deal with it right now. You know, send me the voucher. I'll send it off like for the $800 to extend it. Like, that's like one of my things, right? So, but, you know, I was like, reach out to him. Like, let's get the taxes done. We're not postponing it this year. Let's get them done. But I know the tax date is gone, but usually I would wait till September. I'm going to try to get them done by next month and just have it done and out of the way. So, yeah. But it's been good. Like, it's been, and like, I'm not missing out. Like, I have non-alcoholic beers in my fridge. Like, I just drink those and I feel like I'm drinking. It's insane.
Well, my thing too is with drinking, like, you know, now you're right. It does take 2 days. And then there's so much self-loathing involved where you're just like beating yourself up and like, why did you do this? And you can't think properly. And, you know, believe it or not, we do work really hard. You work hard. I work hard. And it does impede all of that process. And I don't want to say I'm some girl boss or anything, but you do want to try to keep somewhat of a straight head. Do you know who else has been sober for a month? Is Tom Sandoval. He announced this weekend.
Oh, really?
His concerts. But the thing with Tom Sandoval is he's in this cover band called Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras. I really thought he should have like laid low at this point, but he is pushing so hard to try to get back to everybody's good graces. And I don't think that just naturally happened. I think
like,
you have
what, to
have
people going to buy tickets to boo him. Like
kind of.
Like,
yeah, you know, dude, you know, this Bravo audience, they're looking for
they'll
stuff like that.
They go anywhere. They will.
Hey, I was with you. I mean, I was around you at Countess Luann like 2 times ago, and that was an insanely fun night. But people want to see. People aren't even looking to be the entertainment doesn't usually even come from the performer. The entertainment comes from the crowd in terms of Bravo audiences.
Like we saw John Hill last night, his one man show.
Oh yeah,
And like you know, and people turned up because they wanted to see Jeff. You know, because Jeff announced on the radio he was going and so forth. So he had a few fans there. So like people will travel. It's crazy.
Yeah. That is actually really weird to think about. It's weird to think about being in an audience and somebody watching you instead of watching what's on the stage.
Yeah, they're like, okay, I want to see the show, but actually,
yeah.
I want to meet Jeff Lewis. I want to
Jeff's
meet
enjoying
Jeff.
This part of the show.
Yeah, like I want to hear what he has to say. Yeah,
we talked a little bit about Beverly Hills last time you were here because it was on at the time. But Erika Jayne is now making her triumphant return to the stage at the House of Blues Bar and Grill in Los.
I was just talking to my friend who's getting married in October, and there is so much to plan. You got to do the food. You got to do the food tasting. You got to book the venue, talk about the DJ. And then not to mention all of the emotion that goes into this. And then all the while you're like, ooh, what would I do if I had a wedding? I've been a part of a lot of weddings over the years, and it's an incredibly stressful process. You go from this newly engaged bliss to overwhelmed by invitation paper and flower colors in the blink of an eye. So using Zola helps with wedding planning from start to finish, and it makes every decision easier so you can stay in your bliss. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste that delicious cake. Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Zola helps couples plan the wedding they really want with tons of unique features and personalized recommendations based on a couple's preferences. Every Zola wedding is as unique as the couple planning it. They've thought of everything you'll need and have built every tool to get you to I Do. including customized checklists to get you moving, keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Las Vegas. Yeah,
it's just like, you know, her signature stance at the end when she closes out.
And she did a video this week of her stepping out onto the stage and looking.
Oh, I saw.
Into the like it was like Elton John or somebody.
It was like 200 seats. Like,
yeah, it was like,
and she's like, what's this? She's fucking like Dodger Stadium? Like, where is this? Like,
the video wasn't meant to be joking at all, but at the same time,
dead serious.
Like, but at the same time, you know, it's like, okay, good for her for surviving part of the storm and she's making a return, but she was never Lady Gaga to begin with. But no. At the same time, I'm curious how many people are going to show up for this residency. And how many are Erika Jayne fans and how many are going to go just to be able to make fun of what they see?
Oh, no, they're going to go and support her for sure. The shit she's been through. And like, look, I'll even say it, like, I kind of didn't believe her when all that kind of stuff came out. And I'm glad I was proven wrong with it. And it was all his, like, all his fault. And, you know, and she was there and she had to go along for the ride and be in lawsuits and all that kind of stuff. Like, I feel really bad for her. So like, I'm like, look, I think it's amazing that she got like a Vegas residency. It doesn't matter, big venue, small venue. It doesn't matter. Like, she's moving on. She's getting on with it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah. I mean, but I always love PR on these things because that's the part that I kind of get into now of like, you know, it's the message that you put forth of like, I'm out there, I'm in Vegas. You got a splashy photo. She did a splashy party to celebrate this. Mm-hmm. And that'll all show up on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this season. So it almost doesn't matter if she does sell all of this out, because it's already out there in people's minds that she's doing this. And that's really what matters.
Will she be there during BravoCon? Does she have shows during that time?
She doesn't, right? She doesn't officially, but I think what it is that they're waiting to announce with BravoCon. Like, Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras had the closing night show. I think Erika Jayne will be the closing night show. They just haven't announced it yet.
Got it.
And if you notice on her dates, they've kept that weekend open. So I have a feeling she will be performing. They just haven't made that official announcement yet. But it you know, it makes perfect sense for her to do
that. I mean, you guys with like the scheduling and the calendars and counting the fucking days, like I just like it's just, I'm like, how did you figure that out? Like, I'm like, these Listen, people dude, this are just is, like in there.
This is like the JFK assassination.
Yeah.
You go deep. You like look at every angle. You got to see. And by the way, now, because lawyers, we have podcasts and shows like Bravo Docket and Emily D. Baker that, you know, break down all the law side of all of this stuff. That's why you got to pay your taxes, because if not, these Bravo fans are finding exactly what you owe and they're to go after you. I want to talk about Jersey for a second. Are you watching Real Housewives of New Jersey?
Yes. Again, I watched the beginning, the first two episodes of like the first season. I think maybe I watched season one and two, and then I kind of, you know, fell off. And now I'm back because, you know, like I know Margaret now. I know Dolores. I'm good friends with Paulie. And like, so it's just.
Yeah, what do you think of Paulie?
Like,
because you know him. What do you think of him off camera?
Best guy ever. I was hanging out with him and Brock at the BravoCon theater that night or whatever.
Yeah.
And like the three of us had so much fun. Like, he's Irish, he's from Dublin. Like, I lived in Dublin for 4 years. Like, I get his humor and stuff. We were DMing the other day. It's just so funny about the Frank thing. And I it's just like,
yeah, guys, just Dolores told me Jersey.
Yeah, Dolores told me to calm down, like, let it go. He's like, she's just like, I don't know what he wants to do, but it's because it's like, it must be hard for Paulie to watch sometimes. Like, Frank kind of like, you know, fawning over like, Dolores, like, I miss you. I kind of like, why is it not the same? And it's like, you know, it's like, dude, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Like, you have your girlfriend. She has his guy, like her guy, you know what I mean? It's like, but he's so patient and like, he's just great, great fun.
Well, we haven't really fully gotten to know him yet because this is his first season, but also we've fallen in love with Frank Catania over the seasons, but we still forget that Frank Catania initially cheated on Dolores, you know, before there was even a show. Like, so it is like you sympathize with this guy, but at the same time, Dolores has every right and should be chasing her fairy tale, as Teresa Giudice puts it, you know.
And she said on the bus, like when they're in Ireland, like she was saying, like, you know, and I asked Frank, like, you know, can you never do this to me again? And he was like, no, I can't promise that. It's like, She's literally giving you a fucking olive branch. Like, and then like, you're like, nah, I don't know. It's like, okay, I'm gone. You can never have me ever again. Like, I mean, like, this, like, he's almost like kind of trying to do like kind of like a guilt tripper in a way.
Yeah.
Yes. But it's like, that, a, but like a tank top at a restaurant. It's like, DuPont jacket.
Dolores, how you doing? You gotta, I miss you. I miss us.
And he
I miss
starts
us.
Crying. And I'm just like, yeah. I mean, I kind of feel sorry for him. He obviously loves her, but it's like, dude, you fucked it up. Like, she's moving on.
But isn't that so typical male in a way of like, once again, thinking about our own feelings instead of thinking of what we've put our partners through?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I want to point out, if you are watching this on the video, the old video screen, I look beet red because I'm at my parents and I have this like tiny lamp shining on me. So I look exactly like the Real Housewives of New Jersey men, because they look as bright as a tomato every week. I get worried about their skin, including Pauly. These guys are tanning in the wrong place. They need to chill.
They're just like, it's just like beetroot red. It's like insane. I'm like, it's they just came off a tanning bed or sauna or like whatever. You know, it's like, jeez, it's like their blood is gonna start coming out of their face. Like, like especially what's Teresa's husband's name?
Louis.
I mean, Louis sometimes is just so red.
And did you see Louis in the, like, you know, before he met Teresa, he was a normal skin color. Yeah. And somehow, I think
the Jersey way, I guess.
They're all using the same tanning bed and they're just cranking it up to 11. It's way too much.
It's just fucking like, Jesus. There's definitely going to be some skin scan. There's going to be some skin cancer stories like coming up. Like, it's got to be. That's terrible to say that. But
season
like,
18 is just them all like, dealing with melanoma.
All in hospital. I mean, God.
It's like, yeah. Well, every week, I think my TV's broken because it's so red. And then I'll go to like Vanderpump or something. I'm like, okay, this is like a normal skin color. And then I see you, I'm like, normal skin color. I look at me, I'm like, that looks
I have
like
a full
Jersey
face
right
on.
Now.
Like, I have a full face makeup on. I have three Loom Cube lights right in front, right behind this.
You have,
camera.
Okay,
like,
Loom Cube. I gotta, can they?
They're nice.
Can the Loom Cubes travel? I was over at.
They're super small and they're chargeable. So you don't have to have them always plugged in. The plug I was over at, crazy.
I was, God, I'm blanking on her name. Shaw's, Till the Dirt. She's on,
MJ.
MJ, duh. God, I can't believe she was, I was over there on their podcast and she had those little Loom lights too. And I'm like, I got to get one of those. These are amazing. Yeah. Who is your favorite, I guess, Bravo celebrity that you hang out with now? I mean, you say you really like Pauly. Is there one that you truly... You're like, oh, I could have been friends with you in high school, kind of like.
Do you know
really
who I really like? And I haven't hung out with her that much. She came. I first met her with Shannon Bedore at SiriusXM when we did kind of like the book launch with Amy. She did that live show, and like I always really liked Emily Simpson on the show. I just think she's so cool and she's so friendly and so nice. And Jeff and I were out at dinner a few weeks ago, and we ran into Heather Dubrow, Emily, and Gina. And Gina's really nice too. And I said, you know, Jeff was chatting with Heather and like I was sitting down with Emily and she's like, we need to do something together. Like, you're so fun and da da da. And I'm like, girl, I'll go anywhere where you want me to go. She's like, come down to the house. You can use my house whenever. Like, I said, let's do an IG live. I said, I'll text you tomorrow. Let's get a date on that. And I did. And she's like, I can't wait. Let's make a sub sandwich. It'd be so funny. She's like, I fucking love that. So I think May 19th, I'm doing that at her house. I'm like, it's a Friday at like 5 o'clock, but I'll post about it. But I love her like so much. I love Margaret. When I see Margaret in New York, I love Margaret so much. Someone will text. Jill Zarin, I have a lot of conversations with on the phone because she helps me with my seasoning. She's like, oh my God, like you can't be doing that. Like you need bigger. You need like, oh my God, you need to sell it more. It's just like,
Jill does know her way around a product.
She does.
Jill does. I mean, like you can make fun of Jill or kind of like what she, you know, like I think she's iconic and legendary, but she does get a lot of heat, but she does get poked fun at a lot because
She's
just
so sweet. She's so sweet. She's so caring. She will help you out. If you just call her, she will help you out. I haven't asked her for any help, but I can imagine if I called her, I'm like, I really need help with this. She would probably have it done within 2 days for me. Like she's that kind of person. She's like a doer, you know?
Yeah. She's a mover and a shaker.
Yeah.
And you said Margaret. I love Margaret as well. And she's been on the show and so nice. And she stays on so on top of the Bravo world.
Yeah.
But why do you think, you know, I mean, I don't know if you're ever on Twitter, Chef Stu, but it is, if you are on Real Housewives of New Jersey Twitter, there's a war going on there. There is like you, I mean, they are digging so deep into everybody across the board. You're either a Teresa stan or you hate Teresa. You're either a Melissa stan or you hate Melissa. Yeah. You either love Margaret or you hate Margaret. There's no in between on these warring factions.
I always go on Twitter before I start watching Vanderpump. Because that just like, it just goes off.
Lights up, yeah.
Previews, yeah, because they get the East Coast time and I'm about to watch it in Pacific Standard Time. And so, like, it's like, that's like, you just get so much great information from that, I think, and well, things that you might have missed.
It's scary as flip. I mean, it's also scary as hell. Margaret catches so much like shrapnel because Margaret's somebody that will, they say she'll collect information and then use it again. But I'm like, guys, this is a housewife show. That is exactly how certain people play this game, which I think housewives have turned into a game sometimes of who can survive the season. And Margaret's one of those people that don't mess with Margaret, I think.
I mean, yeah. No, I mean, I must say, like, this Jersey, like, I mean, I'm so mad. Like, I haven't watched it all these seasons, but like, it's really entertaining. They're really,
it is.
The group of those women and the men are so entertaining. They just have so much to talk about. And it's just never boring, you know? And the two new girls are fantastic. They're great additions.
Dude, I mean, that's the only, my only complaint is that I feel like we've hit the same note now with Teresa and Joey season after season. And you haven't got to see a lot of the season. So we've hit this same argument between the brother and the sister so many seasons that I'm like, step aside and let these new Rachel and Danielle, let them like rise because they don't even feel like newbies. Like they're already arguing. You got Danielle starting to cry towards the end of the season. Rachel's standing up. I think it's like,
they're going right in.
Yes. I want to see more of that.
They don't need two or three seasons. I mean, how many seasons does Crystal Minkoff need?
I'm a Crystal. I like Crystal.
I like her, but she needs to bring it. Come on. Like, you can't.
Well, I'm hearing she brings it this season. That's what I'm hearing behind the scenes. Okay, so in Jersey, though, with this Teresa-Joey fight, what do you make of all of this stuff, having not seen a lot of the previous seasons? I mean, at this point, do you think there is somebody newer to the show? Do you think that is even worth trying to make these people family again?
I mean, they're terrible communicators, the both of them. They are like it could be like just be so easy. Like Teresa calls her brother and be like, "Hey, I really want you at the wedding. I know we're not on great terms right now, but I really want you there. It doesn't matter if we talk or we don't talk. I still want you there. You're family." But and it's done.
Yes.
And then you're like, "Look, it's a fucking wedding. Like you have to invite everybody to the wedding. You just do family everything, whether or not you like. And everybody doesn't like some family members, but they still are at the wedding. It is what it is. It's happened
easy.
In my family. It's happened in everybody's family." And it's just, it's so easy, but it's just, and I guess like, and I don't know really much about the history of it, but it's just like, it's like, Melissa is just so frustrated of just being blamed all the time.
Yeah.
For everything. And that like, it, and I can like tell like just Teresa just doesn't get it. It's just like, I don't know.
Teresa's a legend, obviously. That's good without saying, but it's sometimes hard for Teresa. Like it feels like a brick wall sometimes where there's no getting past like what she thinks. So there's like, it's at a standstill and you're going to keep hitting the same beat season after season. And also Joey Gorga is one of my favorite housewives. I don't even consider him a house husband. He is a housewife. This guy gets into it more than some of the women do on this show. I just don't know where you go from here without strangleholding the show because you want the overall show to be good and not have it just, you know, caught up in this fight season after season.
I know. I don't like, I always say like go to therapy and so like I like a really good therapist, not fucking Jennifer Aiden's therapist. Like, no, like someone that, but you need like a strong therapist because the two of them are so strong headed. You need someone and even I've experienced it like in therapy, like where it's like the bait and switch. Like you go back and forth, like, well, you did this and you did this and you did, like, you can't even do that anymore. You just be like, okay, how do you feel? How do you feel? How do we move on from this? We're not going back to it. We're not going back to what you did and what you have to just move on from it. And I think you get caught up in the, well, you did this and you did that. And you go back there and then you never move forward because you're just still stuck there. It's hard. It's hard to do. Like, believe me, I've had trouble with it. Yeah.
But also reality television kind of is that thing that encourages you to stay in like fights. Like they want
they don't want you to resolve it.
by the way. I mean, that is that thing, but I think I just want to see new people fight. I mean, I've seen this fight so many times.
Everybody says, I see that, like, oh, here we go again, Melissa and Teresa. Like, yeah. So I guess it's happened for years and years. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think in terms of Scandoval, though. Is there somebody, I was trying to think in terms of Jersey, who would cheat on Jersey that you would be like, no way? Would there be like, I was like, maybe Joe Bonino on Mark. Like, I would be like, no way. I was trying to think of this, like, what could happen that would just shock us in terms of Real Housewives of New Jersey at this point?
Like, if Paulie did something, I'd fucking kill him. Because like, I really like Dolores. Like, she's like, I don't know her too well. I've met her a few times with Paulie, and we did Jeff Lewis before, like the four of us.
Yeah.
And super fun. Like, Dolores is so sweet. And she has like her head on her shoulders. She thinks before she speaks. And it's really like, just like, there's just thought behind it, you know? Yeah. So I would just be so mad because I love the two of them so much. I'm like, I would just kill him because he's Irish. Wait, okay. As well.
That's actually a great question, though. A lot of people, like the Sandoval stuff, they didn't, you know, they didn't believe things were happening. And when they heard it, they didn't, you know, they didn't know to go to Ariana or what to say to, like, so if Paulie ever did something as a friend, what would you tell him? Like, that's like, cause I feel like a lot of these people don't communicate with these people.
Oh, I would talk to him and be like, look, what happened? And like, go through it and stuff like that. I'm like, what are you going to do? Like, you know, I wouldn't be able to like hate him and stuff like that. Like, everyone's life is different. And, you know, like, I don't know. It would just be, I'd just be like, talk to him and feel sorry for her or whatever. It's just, it's a sticky situation. I just think, look, it's never going
to
happen
wrong.
Anyway, but it's fine.
You're wrong. You need to hate him. That's the, you
know,
need to
I know,
hate
right?
him.
I know. I probably would. I'd get there. Yeah. I shouldn't have even said this. This is such a hypothetical. Like, it's,
no,
just,
I know.
It's not even going to happen.
But listen, this is what Scandoval has done. It's opened the possibilities of, now we don't trust anybody on Bravo even more than we didn't trust them before. Like, we're already like, wait a sec. What do you think of Teresa and Louis? Because we're leading up to their wedding. Louis, a couple of times, you know, we're starting to see him crack a little bit in terms of the Joey relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't know Louis at all. I've heard so many things about him and his past. But what do you see from watching this show?
He's very spiritual, isn't he? He's very like, he's like,
very, yeah.
He's like, Teresa, no, let him talk. See, this is what you do and stuff. And so there's a bit of anger there. And then Melissa said it once, like, she was like, you know, I see through that. Like, he wants to be this kind of person, but he's actually not. He's that kind of person, you know, what you see. What is he a yoga instructor? Like, what does he do? Like, what does he do for money?
He runs this like digital solutions company that they just announced this past week that they're investigating the company. I don't know in what regards he's going to be involved in that, but they just announced this. So it's one of those things too, of like, I sometimes think Bravo is like, you know, you got to hold the cast because who knows what's going to happen in their future. Yeah. Like, who knows when we're going to get the next Scandoval or the next Erica and Tom Girardi? Who knows? You know,
Andy
let's keep them.
Remember Andy Cohen asked him on Watch What Happens Live, and he was very kind of like reserved about his answers about the company.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It
reminded me a lot of Jen Shah talking about what she did for work.
Yeah.
On Salt Lake.
So, he seems good. I mean, look, I think they seem very in love with each other, but I mean,
obviously,
who fucking knows? Like, shit happens all the time on those shows.
And yeah, real thing, you know, shit like that happens in our real lives too. And this is kind of a hypothetical of that. Okay. So bringing it to close it back up with Vanderpump, do you got 5 more minutes? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
So Vanderpump, we're going to have Wednesday's episode. We are 2 episodes away from the finale. And then I'm sure Bravo will find a way to make a 6-part reunion if they can. what do you think at this point? Like, we're already completely invested, but there's something in it of like, the rage is not subsiding for the audience. We get angrier and angrier each week.
I'm at a point like the rage, I mean, maybe it'll subside after, I mean, I don't know, after the last episode of the reunion, but you know, I commented on one of your Instagram posts there the other day going like, you know, where do we move on from this? Like, what's going to happen? And it's like, you have to have Sandoval and Rachel like on the next season. If they go away, like what's next? We're just going to talk about them and they're not there. Like, as much as people don't want them there,
Well, because I had put an Instagram post saying, hey, for season 11, do you need Sandoval or could you do a season without? And I know you could physically do a season without him, but would we want to see that? Because my thought is if Raquel Rachel is really working on her mental health, I would imagine any real therapist worth their salt would say, do not come back to reality television. Don't do it because that's going to actually exacerbate the issues that you're having. That was and I had, but at the same time, the show and the audience does need to see what happens in their story. So it's like this really weird position.
I think where it could be acceptable that they come back and maybe this will happen. I don't know. I think if they came back separately, not together. So maybe they date, they become boyfriend, girlfriends, they break up before the new season and now they're separate entities. Now we see them go back into the new season, just asking for forgiveness from all the people. And then hopefully that will subside and they'll all kind of, you know, like start off again.
Yeah, but like, they'll all start sleeping with other people again. I mean,
I know it's really like a stretch, but I think if they go back and the two of them are together, no one's going to want to shoot with them.
I mean, well, nobody. I think that's going to be the challenge is Sheena was saying like, well, I guess at group events at Lisa's place, we'll have to see each other. And, you know, production is going to want to make those moments just to see how uncomfortable it makes everybody else. Like it's once again, the entertainment is going to be from people being in pain, you know, watching people being in pain.
And the thing is, like, you know, what we just spoke about at the beginning, you know, reality shows, they're 10 seasons in. This is their paycheck. It's like.
Yeah.
Are all the rest of the cast going to be like, I don't want to shoot with them. They're assholes. I can't believe they did that. And da, da, da. It's like, okay, you're going to shoot yourself in the foot here. Because it's like, I just think buck up, forgive them, move on, start shooting, get the paychecks. Like,
Stu, I disagree. I think you need to hurt them. You need to push them. You need to.
There's going to be but there's going to be great drama and all that. Yeah.
More t-shirts. Also, just as we start closing up here, I wanted to talk more about the rubs really quickly. So there is the Greek rub and the barbecue rub. What do these, I mean, I know this is sounds silly, but I want to explain this to my mom later on tonight and get her these. What are these designed for? What is the best use?
So when I do the seasonings, they're basically for everything, right? I mean, obviously some work better than others, but you can actually use them in everything. Like I say, like chicken, turkey, vegetables, beef, pork, fries, popcorn, all of them work on all those foods. Like the Greek is awesome on fish, chicken. And what the great thing about it is that there's salt and pepper in all of them, right? So it's one and done. You put it on your food, you cook your food, you're done. You're not adding salt, you're not adding pepper. Cause you know, for a Greek, like when you see like a Greek seasoning and stuff, it's just the herbs. There's no salt, there's no pepper in there. That's what I'm finding a lot of people like. I mean, with the original, if you add some cumin to that, you basically have a taco seasoning. Like, but the original kind of really goes on everything. That was kind of like my first one that I started off with. It'll be back in stock in like 2 weeks. But the barbecue, it's grilling time, burgers, ribs. I just did ribs there the other day on my Instagram Live. And there's not been one bad review. You can go on Amazon and see the reviews. It's like, try them out. You will love them. It'll be your go-to.
You're one of those chefs that really upset me because you don't seem to really gain any weight for all the food that you cook and eat. Like, it really is very upsetting to watch.
I'm not drinking.
By the way, I hope after
I'm
this
not you'll bloated. Have a big it's like, difference. I'm believe me, I'm the same weight. I'm just not bloated.
By the way, you guys, you're going to have Vanderpump Rules finale parties. This is a perfect thing to have at your Vanderpump Rules finale party. Mother's Day, like I said, is coming up. I think they're guaranteeing like 2-day delivery on these products on Amazon. I'm going to put the link in there because listen, you got to have this. Even if you're just, I mean, if you're a foodie, this is perfect for that. But also that Bravo fan in you, you need this. Like you need and this Chef Stu is such a good person that you need to support all of his endeavors.
And I'm not going to sell you shit. I'm not selling you crap. It's all good. It's all good stuff. And if you want to find out, he'll post, Ryan will post the link. But if you type in Chef Stu seasoning, it comes right up.
Yeah. If you type in Chef Stu shit, you won't see anything.
I mean,
there's nothing. way, I saw a really horrible video when I typed that. It was, I don't want to talk about it. It was bad. And then finally, what are you watching aside from Bravo right now? What are you listening to? I always like to find out what other people's pop culture tastes. Okay. What's your favorite show or movie or TV or the music right now?
Shows right now, I think Love and Death or something.
Oh, that's yeah, one. With Elizabeth Olsen, yeah.
So I watched the first episode of that. I'm about 3 episodes in on Beef. I need to finish that.
Oh, yeah, Netflix.
Those two so far. And then Succession, obviously.
I know, Succession tonight. That's I'm so excited.
Really good. Yeah, they're my 3 so far. As terms of music, I mean, I'm just like listening to Taylor Swift all the time. That's basically it.
Because I'm got getting, tickets for I'm the getting, Eras tour?
No, I don't. But like, I'll get what? Them. Like, I've committed to $1,500 for a ticket. I'm probably going to be in the rafters.
Shoot, that's what I went on because I mean, I know this sounds weird. Like, I want a single ticket to Taylor Swift, and one of the listeners got me a ticket, and I couldn't make it for like the Florida show. And then I was like, I'll try to see her in LA. I went on StubHub. A shitty ticket is $1,200 for one ticket.
I'm going to be screwed. I know. I'm not. I don't know what I'm going to.
Not if we sell these rubs. If we sell enough rubs, we can give you a really nice ticket.
Yeah, for like $4,000. No, I'm not spending $4,000.
anyways, you're a delight every time. I think every Bravo fan loves you, but you have like such huge things in store for you. And I really can't.
Everyone say prayers. I need the energy. I need the good vibes. Yeah.
No, you got, I think you it's have. You are genuinely good vibes. I hope you'll come back anytime you want.
Anytime.
This is a forum, and I'm going to get these rubs today and give them to my mom for Mother's Day. And then I'll just steal them from her when she doesn't, if she doesn't use all of it. So anything else that we can support you, I'm going to put the Instagram up there. Anything That's else it. To keep That's an
it.
Eye out
I really,
for?
Really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Chef Stuart O'Keefe, everybody. Thanks so much, man.
Bye.
Betches.